What's up, everybody? You're Asathi out here in Singapore. Thank you once again for joining me on the Night Out podcast. Now, today, I am still in retrospect. I am still kind of going through, the lists of things that I wrote down during 2021, things that I wanted to mention, new concepts that I had to kind of take some time to absorb and wrap my head around, because they were actually quite pivotal. They actually changed the way I saw things. Now, I have been wrestling with this book for a very long time now. I've been working with the book Claim Your Power by Mastin Kipp, and it's something I bought back in 2019 and still haven't completed because it's a lot of heavy work. And the other book that I've been wrestling with also is The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, which is by Debbie Ford. And so the concept of shadow work, the concept of trauma-informed therapy, like all that stuff comes from these two books. And even though I haven't finished the book completely, I feel like it's something that I felt deep in my spirit anyway, something that I kind of considered anyway. So that being said, I kind of want to talk about the two sides to life. I think that a question that my daughter asked me earlier this morning was what sparks this particular episode, because she was like, well, how do you see the positive side of things all the time? How do you find a way to like people that you don't actually like? How do you find a way to make friends with people who aren't actually nice or pleasant to be around? And I said, well, there is a trick to that. And so I made the analogy of there always being two sides to a coin. And just like people say, you know, there are two sides to every story, well, technically three, because there's the truth, the actual logical aspect of what actually happened, and then my version, how I felt about it, and then your version, how you felt about it. But when it comes to two sides of a coin, the reason I use that analogy is because there's always light and there's always dark. There's always good things and there's always bad things. Like a chair is a chair is a chair, right? And you can either sit on it, or you could either walk into it, or it could be in your way, or it could be, you know, useful. It could be any one of a thousand things. It just depends on the way you encountered it that day. We talked about the rain in so many instances before. The rain is the rain. The rain is there to, you know, nurture the earth. It's there when heat builds up and there is a need for a release, and so it rains. But you could either enjoy the rain, or you could be miserable about the fact that it's raining. And it definitely depends on your peace of mind. It depends on your state of affairs. It depends on what you got going on that day. Like if you have somewhere to be and you're dressed to the nines, makeup's great, hair is perfect, and then suddenly it rains, of course, that's going to mess up your entire outlook and the intention of getting dressed up in the first place, right? But if you had nothing to do and you were like on your way to pick up someone from school and walking back home and it just suddenly happens to rain, you have no problem kicking off your shoes, messing around in puddles, and then going home totally soaking wet because you have the opportunity to go home and dry off and get warm afterwards. So in that aspect, I feel that there's always two sides to things. Now, I've been going back through 2021 and talking to you about how difficult things were and how I was struggling, to manage the entities in my house and to try and figure out how to be calm as much as possible, because I was the single most common factor between all of the people in the house itself. So I was trying to hold everything together with a paperclip. And how did I do that? I had to find the bright side of things. I had to find the things that made it worth the while. I think someone said, what makes the juice worth the squeeze, right? And so the reason I wanted to do this is because I want to show you that even though I have difficult encounters, uncomfortable conversations, unfortunate interactions with some of the people in my house, I also had some really bright spots as well. So this is part of the reason I feel like a lot of people have a tough time breaking up. They, they have a lot of good memories. It didn't start out the way that it ended up. It was more fun than it was tiresome, but in the end, it kind of flipped the script and it's different now. So when we try and, you know, sever connections or move away from unfortunate relationships, we find ourselves looking back at all the good times and is it really worth it to leave these people or to move away from those things and places in order to find a better tomorrow, a brighter tomorrow, a more quality life. So with that being said, I kind of want to walk you through some of the good things that came from, you know, having people in the house during a time where COVID basically stranded all of us, right? We were either stuck in the house or stuck away from people, and it was difficult all the way around. And for me, I feel like having the people in my house, I got a chance to get to know them really, really well. I got to know the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know, all of the mundane and disgusting habits of, you know, everyday people. Because yes, they look clean and washed and brilliant when they step out of the house, but in the house you get to see, you know, leaving clothes everywhere, or you know, food dropped in various places, you know, dirty dishes in the sink, whether they help you or not, chores being done or not being done, the amount of laundry gets piled, like all that ugly stuff you finally get to see when you actually live with someone. And though some of those things are difficult to overcome, there are a lot of conversations that have to go on in the background to kind of manage each person's way of doing and their style of doing things. There's also a lot of stuff that doesn't go said, right? A lot of compliments that need to be given so that you know that you appreciate the other person. The fact that people would step up to take care of you in times where general public or, you know, other people, if you were to put it out on social media, people would be like, oh my gosh, grow up, you could do it yourself. But taking the initiative to notice that someone's deodorant is finishing and getting them a new deodorant can before they have to ask for it, you know, making sure that they have their favorite foods available, especially if you know they're going through a tough time, making sure their clothes are cleaned or ironed, or helping them get ready for the school day before school starts. Like, all those little things are bonding moments. So it's very hard sometimes for us to kind of like cut and dry, this is a bad relationship, by throwing it out the window. Even if I were to look back at my marriage, right? He was a really great father. He was really good at entertaining the kids. He was always the fun parent. They always look forward to, you know, going out and spending money with him, or having him buy their favorite, you know, fast food for dinner or whatever. It was always fun around him. But I had to be the tough parent because I had to make sure schoolwork was done, that if they were failing in a specific, you know, area or subject, that I was the one who had to pick it up and sit down and teach myself first so that I could teach them properly and make sure that the methodology that was being taught in the book was the one that they were using so they could get full credit for whatever problem they were working on, right? So there is the good and the bad always, and sometimes it's very difficult for us to make a decision based on the bad, and it may be on the heels of an unfortunate circumstance, like a bad interaction. Maybe they lost their temper and you've never seen them lose their temper like that, and then in that moment you're like, you know what, screw this, I'm not dealing with this no more, I don't want to be around this person and they make me feel miserable all the time. But then on, you know, go to sleep and wake up the next morning, it's a different story. You've started off fresh with a clean page again and you're kind of happy for those moments of calm, peace, no tension at all, like simple conversation that doesn't lead into a fight, that doesn't lead into, oh my gosh, what were you trying to say, you know, what were you in what was that word I'm looking for, what are you hinting at, you know, what are you trying to tell me, what do you mean you don't like something, I'm offended that you're not happy with something that I did, because what does that mean, I'm a bad person, even though those words don't actually come out your mouth. So it's very delicate dance between two people, whether it's parents and children, whether it's in-laws, whether it's spouses, whether it's friends even, siblings. It's always a delicate dance between the good moments you have and the bad moments. And sometimes, yeah, the bad really, really outweighs the good. But then there are also those moments that make it worth it. And you're like, you know what? I enjoy this person's company, except for these instances. So even though it was difficult last year, there were a lot of moments that I'm very grateful for, because the people in my house pushed me to do more. When we find ourselves in a tough spot because money is tight, the way they come together and are willing to help us out, each other out, is really quite admirable. Now, sometimes there are uncomfortable situations where their ego plays up and they feel the full weight of the frustration of not having money in the house, and they blame you for not being good enough to take care of their responsibilities for them, because that's what you would do if you actually loved each other. Like, all that guilt tripping, all of that shaming does come up sometimes, but deep down you know, if you had the money, this would not be a problem. If you had the patience, this would not be a problem. If you were able to accommodate who they are, this would not be a problem. And then, of course, there's that word accommodating. A lot of people have a really tough time with the word accommodate, because suddenly it means like, oh, what do you mean? You're giving up all your stuff to do all this stuff for me? I never asked you to do that. You're making me feel bad for forcing you to take care of me, even though I'm quite capable of taking care of me. And then all of that kind of dredges up. It's not to say that we don't want to take care of each other. It's just that we want a balance. If I'm taking care of you, I want to know that you got my back too. And this is part of the reason I wrote the fact, you know, I recorded the episode about who has your back. Sometimes it's the unlikeliest of people who are willing to kind of step in for a moment and have your back. And even that being said, I'm not sure if they would have your back if they had to deal with you on a daily basis. You see what I'm saying? It's easy for someone on the outside who doesn't know you very well, sees you in spurts, you know, and then is able to, when they have the opportunity, to kind of step in and help out, versus the people who are there day in and day out through all of the war that is life, the daily grind, you know, the difficulties waking up, managing schedules, managing food and resources, making sure that everyone has what they need, making sure you have enough for yourself so that, you know, you're in a position to be able to help properly. Like, all of that is very, it's actually quite ugly and detailed. And if you can find a way to manage those things, it really is the beginning of a really bountiful friendship. A lot of marriages, I think, fail because they don't get a chance to kind of experience all of this before they move in with each other, before they get married. The dating part is real fun. You know, you see each other when you're all dressed up and you've put aside time for each other. But when you live with each other and both of you have different work schedules, you have different types of work, either takes you out of the house or keeps you in the house, then housework needs to get done, kids need to get taken care of, and that kind of a dance is very, very different from what dating looks like. And it's very, very grueling process to kind of get to know people and find out where you can get love, where you can ask for love, where you can share love, so that everybody feels loved and appreciated and seen. So honestly, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly, always. And for you to be able to find the nice aspects of any situation means you have to acknowledge that there is a lot happening at the same time. For example, if you're in class and your teacher happens to, you know, not like you, you can't come back home and say, you know, I hate school. I hate school. It's a blanket statement. I hate all of school. But you don't hate all of school. You don't like the interactions with one teacher because they make you feel stupid. But you do enjoy your classmates. You do enjoy learning. You do enjoy, you know, being out of the house for a little while around peers so that you can actually be a kid for a little while, that you are seen by other people. You have the opportunity to make friends with people. Like, this is something that was the conversation this morning with my daughter, because she really was just having a tough time. It's easy to say, you know what, I don't even want to show up to school. I don't even want to try at school because this one teacher has decided that I'm not good enough. So why should I even try? She's not even looking for opportunities to commend me on any effort that I put in. So I'm just going to check out and I'm going to give up. And so when we had that conversation, I said, you know what, the difficult teachers, they can be your best assets if you can just find a way to make friends with them. And not saying that, you know, you pull them down to your level and you make them your peer. I'm saying they're also human and they're also frustrated. And if you were to compliment, you know, a moment where they actually were able to help you, they would also suddenly feel like, oh, you recognize my effort. And so now I will, in turn, recognize your efforts. If you were able to compliment the fact that they look nice, or you like something about them, you like their smile, they immediately kind of put down their guard and put down their resting bitch face in order to recognize, oh my gosh, okay, you do see me, you do notice. And the effort that I put in to make myself look good is also appreciated by people around me. So with that being said, you guys, there is a good, bad, and ugly for everything. There are two sides to everything. And for you to only notice the things that aren't working draws your attention to more things that aren't working. But if you're able to accept that there is good and bad in any situation, bad marriages have good moments too. Difficult friendships have good moments too. Acknowledge all of that so you can see in perspective whether on the whole that relationship works or not. You can't discount the good when you're trying to justify why you want to leave. And it is a part of the story. It really is. So I don't know if this makes any sense or not, but I'm hoping you understand where I'm coming from. There's always good there. We just have a really bad habit of only focusing on the bad. And I would love for you to employ gratitude and acknowledge. You don't even have to be grateful for it. You can just acknowledge, hey, there were good moments in there too. There are moments in any movie where you really, really love one character and you really, really hate them at the same time. But it takes both of those aspects to build the character itself, for the character to have depth and meaning and, you know, kind of have any kind of weight in a story. So with that being said, you guys, I hope this kind of helped a little bit. I hope this kind of put things in perspective for you. And I will catch you on the next episode.